This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It was really interesting. Just have to tell you about my last few days. I finally got my fellowship letters. I told you guys I was going to be going to Orlando, Florida to get that from the American Academy of Family Physicians. Super, super cool. Because, I'm still surprised I even graduated medical school. I mean, that's just what I was a very good student in high school. I was a good student in college. And then, for some reason, I don't know what happened to me. Maybe I started to age and started to lose my memory. I don't know. So, I was always worried that I wasn't going to compete with my phenomenal colleagues out there in medicine, and to be able to be a fellow, which is really, really cool. Because family practice, we've talked about this, is actually a specialty in and of itself. Even though you are a primary care doctor, you had to become board certified. You had to do specific training to be a family doctor. So that was so exciting. And it was so funny because the room was full of really cool people. You know, everybody forgets that your family docs are kind of cool. So, it was good. It was good. You walked in there. I went with my kids. So the kids got to see a little graduation ceremony, which was so cool. We got to take an oath. Yeah, we took an oath. It was great. And what was so nice about this is you weren't drunk. You know, a lot of times at graduation ceremonies, when you're younger, you're stupid and you drink beforehand and you sit there and you're giggling and you're with your friends and you don't, you know, with this, I wasn't going to be an idiot in front of my kids. It's in the morning, you know, and I'm like, I really get to kind of take this in. So it was really, really nice. I was really, really happy about that. So for those of you very, very concerned about who is your radio doctor, don't worry, I got my credentials, okay? So I'm pretty, pretty good. Now, we were in Orlando, so what do you do when you go to a convention in Orlando? By the way, Orlando, oh my gosh, wow. Orlando, I mean, they know how to do conventions and conferences, just like Vegas. Remember, I live in Vegas. So Las Vegas, I always thought it was the convention capital of the world. We really know how to do conventions. We know how to make sure you have fun. We know how to get you where you need to go. Not a lot of long lines. For the most part, the weather's not that bad because it's not very humid. But I got to tell you, Orlando to me comes a close second. I thought their convention center was gorgeous. I thought the way they have these beautiful hotels. I mean, you know, again, nothing compares to Vegas. Sorry, I love Las Vegas. I think our hotels are phenomenal. But Orlando did a great job. And you really got to credit Disney. I got to tell you, Walt Disney World and Disney, they really know what they are doing. And so it's very difficult to go to a convention in Orlando and not have the family and the kids go, well, wait a second, why aren't you bringing us? We could go to Disney World. So it's very, very smart how they do that. So obviously parents have to go to a conference, so they decide to take the kids. The only problem with that is then you have to miss part of the conference. The big problem I've always had whenever I go to these medical conferences, et cetera, is I need to be there for the conference, yet it's in an area where we all want to enjoy ourselves. And you can't tell your kids, mommy has to work, you go and daddy has to work, so you can't go to Disney. You can't do that. So you end up basically either taking longer than you need to, or you end up skipping the conference. So that's the one problem I have when you go to something like that. It's not like you could go to the conference during the day and then do Disneyland at night. The lines are already too big. But I have to admit, Disney World, wow, I've been to Disney World before. I've been to Epcot. I think I was at the Animal Kingdom many, many years ago, but this time we only really had one day. I only had one day to take the kids to Disney World. So we did the Magical Kingdom. And the kids were all excited. And the funny thing is they were expecting the Magical Kingdom to be bigger than Disneyland. And it's not. The Magical Kingdom is actually smaller. You have less rides. They seem to have less food carts. It's kind of different the way they do Magical Kingdom. It's still amazing. It's still gorgeous. I think their castle is bigger. And their Splash Mountain has a little bit more jumps. By the way, I posted my Splash Mountain ride on Facebook. Facebook if you want to check that out. I was pretty scared, you know, because I was holding my phone and I was trying to videotape. But, you know, there are differences. I guess with the Haunted Mansion, one of the rooms is in an elevator. I think Disneyland Haunted Mansion is on an elevator, whereas the Disney World, just the ceiling goes up. Apparently, you have some rides at Magic Mountain that you don't have at Disneyland. Like Disneyland, you have the Indiana Jones, whereas Magical Kingdom, you don't. But Magical Kingdom, they have the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. By the way, can I just say something about the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train? Okay, so I make it to the Magical Kingdom in Disney World. I'm like, all right, so I'll fast pass some rides. Pretty exciting. There's a new ride. There's this Mine Train ride. And you go up there, and they say, oh, you can't fast pass this one. You have to make a reservation 3 to 6 months in advance. 3 to 6 months in advance? Are you kidding me? What kind of a ride is this? I mean, look, Space Mountain's pretty good. I thought the Matterhorn was pretty good. But, I mean, 3 to 6 months? Okay, so what we ended up doing is basically we hit the park really, really early. And then we're so exhausted that we end up going to bed, taking a nap. And then we come back and hit the park from 7 to midnight. So at about 11:40, we decide to hit that mine ride. And then you could get it. Okay, so that's what we did. And I gotta tell you, it was good, but not waiting 3 to 6 months, right? You know, making a reservation on a fast pass, good. But I gotta tell you guys, you know, if you have not done a Disney vacation, or if you have not got your Disney on, you have to. It doesn't matter how old you are. It is so awesome. But you need to make sure, because you're going to get mad, especially when it's hot and sticky like in Florida. You're going to get mad if you didn't accomplish everything you wanted to do. So you need to plan it out. Apparently with Disney World now, they have these wristbands. I didn't know about that. So I guess you have these wristbands that you could pre-program, I guess, 3 to 6 months in advance. So any ride you want, you could already put that on there. So Space Mountain is a biggie, the Mine one, etc. And so you walk around with these wristbands, which is kind of interesting because you don't have to really walk around with anything. Everything is on your wristband. So you walk around, you go here, 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 and you just swap your wristband. You even order your food on the wristband, which, by the way, could be a little dangerous. You could do all your shopping and order all your food on the wristband. There's something prohibitive about you sitting there opening up your wallet and seeing your cash or your credit card, then you just scanning your wrist. When you scan your wrist, you end up spending more money. So that's kind of the trick. So we ended up spending a little bit more than we wanted to. The kids wanted to get some treats. Oh my gosh. Candied apples, Mickey Mouse candied apples. Oh my gosh. So anyway, great trip. If you guys haven't done it, I suggest you do it. With Disney World, you got to have a few days. I don't know how you could afford that. I could barely afford one day. Although we did go to Kennedy Space Center, and that was pretty cool. But, you know, have fun, and you got to get your Disney on. It's just way cool. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom and Nate who are working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, let's get to some of your questions. We have Laura here. This is an email. This is an interesting one, guys. She goes, my husband has acted very strange. He went to the doctor without telling me and then came home saying he has bronchitis and I need to take a Z-Pak. She writes, I told him I was feeling fine, but he insisted I take the Z-Pak so I wouldn't get sick. He didn't seem sick. I looked it up and I think he has an STI. And the doctor gave him a prescription for me, and he doesn't want to tell me about it. So if he has a sexually transmitted infection, how do I find out my husband's records, she writes. It affects me, so what are the laws? And she kind of writes, you know, did she call the doctor? She doesn't know this doctor very well. It's a different doctor. He didn't go to the same doctor. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, so that's a bad one. That is interesting one. This is the first time I heard that a husband came home with an antibiotic telling the wife to take the antibiotic because he could have bronchitis, so she could have bronchitis, and she's got to take the antibiotic. That is interesting, especially since most bronchitises don't require antibiotics. So I'm not supposed to be sitting here guessing and surmising if your husband is cheating. But your question isn't, is he cheating? Your question is, do you have rights and access to your husband's medical records if this involves an STD or an STI? See, I still call them STDs because that's how I learned them. So I guess, what are your rights if your husband has an STD? Okay. Your husband's privacy, though, is still sovereign. Your husband's privacy will still allow him to still keep his privacy without you having direct access to his records. However, many states, what ends up happening is the health department gets involved. So if there's, let's say, somebody who's positive for HIV or positive for, you know, an STD or an STI, then the health department gets their contacts and contacts the contacts, saying, you know, somebody you know might have been exposed to a disease, you need to come in and get screened. And they try to do it with the utmost privacy. So, I mean, that's kind of how most states have been handling it, where we try to get a hold of the contacts from the health department standpoint. They will contact the person infected saying, look, you need to, you know, make people aware, and we're going to help you because we need to know that you made those people aware. So the privacy isn't 100%. Yet you cannot go to your regular doctor and say, I want my husband's records. You can't do that. If your husband did not give consent. Now, what I had noticed in my practice is a lot of wives, okay, they would come in with their husband, and they would be standing right there over their husband saying, he's going to sign the form, and you see him sign the form, and I'm like, are you okay with this? He's like, yeah, just give my wife my records. And so I would photocopy the records for him, give them to him, even though he signed something, and let him decide what he wants to do with the records. So, you know, or he would come in with the wife as a patient, and it'd say, you could tell her, it's okay, she's here. And she's like, I want to know what's going on. And so, then the doctor can speak. So, you know, there's still issues. What I would recommend for you, and again, it still could be bronchitis. Maybe he's really, really worried that you have bronchitis. I mean, you know, you never know. What I suggest you do is whenever you're in doubt, get yourself checked. Okay? I mean, you know, if he won't tell you what's going on, the one thing you can do, the one thing you have the power to do is to get yourself checked whenever you want. And a lot of times, sexually transmitted disease tests aren't that expensive. Sometimes you could get them for free at the STD clinic or at the health department. So, you know, you come in, and which STD should you check for? If your husband, let's say, or your wife is you think is cheating, and they don't tell you what's going on, and they don't tell you medical issues they can have, then you need to go to your medical provider and ask for the following. So when it comes to STDs or STIs, I still can't get used to the way we call them STIs. I guess we call them sexually transmitted infections because people don't like being, you know, told that they have a disease, you know, but we were called STD. I mean, syphilis is a disease. Gonorrhea is a disease, but I get that. So, really quickly here, you walk in and you say, look, you know, I'd like an HIV test. That would be good. I would like hepatitis. So we do HIV, we do hepatitis, we do herpes, we do gonorrhea and chlamydia, and you could also get an HPV test with your pap smear. Now, hopefully you're vaccinated against HPV, but some of us were too old to get vaccinated against HPV, so we didn't get that done, and, you know, yeah. So, but you have to ask for herpes. ask for hepatitis, ask for HIV, ask for gonorrhea, ask for chlamydia. When they do a vaginal swab, if you're a female, they will check for trichomonas and some other STDs. When you're a guy, they a lot of times they'll have you pee in a cup, and they could see if you carry any STIs or STDs with that. I don't know what the answer is. You know, if you are with somebody that you think is cheating, you got to get some counseling. Okay? Maybe this is a whole, maybe we're it's much to do about nothing and this is a bronchitis issue, but the fact that you don't trust them and something does not sound right and an antibiotic, then the antibiotic of choice for many STDs is your Zithromax. I'm not surprised that you're not worried. Okay? So I think it's valid. Your concerns are valid. So I would suggest, you could always check yourself. Trying to get your husband's records may be wasting some very valuable time. Rather than sit there and trying to figure that out today, just go and get yourself tested and retest at 6 weeks, 3 months, and 6 months. Just in case something happened with him and you haven't had the time to manifest. But I got to tell you, the next question Laura had asked, is what sort of STD could this be? If it was Zithromax, my guess is he probably got chlamydia. Okay, we don't treat herpes with chlamydia, we don't treat hepatitis, we don't treat HIV, but the big problem there is if you were exposed to one STD, then you're possibly exposed to others. And we're finding that STIs, some of these sexually transmitted diseases will help bring in others. So if that's the case, you could be in trouble. So, just get yourself checked. I'm really sorry about that. We've talked about ways to see if somebody's cheating. Going to not your regular doctor, okay, getting yourself examined somewhere else, then coming home panicking, that would be some major red flags. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Somebody had asked me a long time ago, when your husband gets a tattoo, does that mean he could be cheating? We always talk about guys going to the gym all of a sudden and then getting, really into shape and getting really good looking and everybody seems to panic. But what about a tattoo? I don't know. I mean, the whole tattoo culture is different now. In the olden days, you would get a tattoo if you were in the military. You would get a tattoo as, like in the animal kingdom, you want to look tougher than you are. And so tattoos would prevent a lot of guys from getting beaten up because their tattoos made them look tough. It made them look like they were either a part of a gang or they were tough enough. So when it comes to tattoos, I would say I don't know, because I think tattoo isn't a sexually provocative type of thing. I think a tattoo is more of a, look, I don't really know. I'm not into guys with tattoos. Women, are you? I mean, is tattoos more of that? See, I don't know. Think about who I like. I like Michael Fassbender. Viggo Mortensen is a very good example. Viggo Mortensen is very sexy. But when he was in Eastern Promises, okay, and he had tattoos, he was not as sexy to me with the tattoos. No. So I would probably say, I know. I'm a different kind of girl. I'm not into tattoos. Oh, I gotta tell you, I am though into, if they are wearing a football jersey, oh my gosh. Am I the only one who thinks Dak Prescott is cute? Way to go, Cowboys, by the way. Can I say Cowboys did a very, very good job? Very good, Cowboys. I'm proud of the Cowboys. Some of you have been giving me crap about my medical predictions for football. Please cut me some slack, okay? Keep in mind, I was in Disney World when I was trying to make those medical predictions, so I couldn't really concentrate on the NFL injury report. I did the best I could. Cut me some slack. Okay, so when we come back, we've been talking about tattoos. Medical tattoos may actually work really, really nicely to hide scars from medical procedures. So that could be pretty interesting. We have Colorado kind of offering some of us other states advice before we run to the polls and we decide to legalize marijuana. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really happy to have you guys join us. So, marijuana. I think we have 4 states considering legalizing it at the next election. I know in Nevada. We are, I live in Nevada, so I know we're definitely contemplating and considering it. And it's very, very interesting. I saw an article here in the Review Journal where Colorado is offering cautionary lessons as Nevada is studying legalizing recreational pot use. So Colorado, and this is something I've said and I've, you know, cautioned a lot of us about, and I apologize if I'm using my prepositions inappropriately, but I think we are legalizing marijuana a little too quickly. Now, I am for the legalization of marijuana, but only after we have the infrastructure in place. I've said this many, many times. So, for example, I mean, to make sure we have means to ensure that our kids are not going to get access to it like they could get access to cigarettes and alcohol, etc. I want to make sure we have a means to protect our drivers such that now we don't have a slew of people driving around under the influence. We need to figure out how we're going to handle workers' comp issues. As we're hearing, employers are getting sued for firing somebody who's under the influence who could be posing a risk to customers and other workers, but they're taking marijuana for medical reasons or for recreational reasons. So we need to make sure that these laws don't contradict each other and that everything seems to work synergistically. It would be very interesting to see some studies on how, from a sociological standpoint, cities are doing where there's a lot of pot use. Okay, are people showing up to work? Are we seeing, less people go to class in school? Are we, you know, I mean, it would be very, very interesting to see what the sequelae are. So when we look at this one article, this is written by Cotton Lockheed. All right. They said Colorado's pot trade and corresponding tax revenue is booming. I believe this was back in 2012 where they decriminalized marijuana. And they say some predictions made during the campaign by legalization supporters have proven true. So fewer people are being arrested. Why? Because it's legalized. And teens are not smoking more marijuana. There is concern about the Colorado's youth using more drugs, but they have not seen more marijuana use, according to the Department of Public Health and Environment. But they say Colorado's first in the nation dive into legal pot, and we've been watching Colorado pretty closely, I guess has come with some unanticipated problems, and they said failed predictions. So, first, they thought if they legalized marijuana, it would get rid of the black market. Instead, they said legalization of marijuana has helped it flourish. You know, Tom and I have been talking about this, where many times, when you legalize drugs, it'll either eliminate black market or it can make it worse. So in this particular case, there was cause for that is marijuana now is expensive. Once you tax the cream out of it. I mean, and it gets taxed. And once you start having all these companies get involved and regulations and government get involved, etc., what used to be an inexpensive joint is now a lot more expensive. And so what ends up happening now is, you have other, let's say, entities go, you know what, look, listen, pot's legal, but because pot is legal, if you have pot and nobody's asking you where you bought that pot, you could just get it from us cheaper. So, obviously, there's going to be a black market that could flourish. They say citations for driving under the influence of pot have made up a bigger portion of DUIs every year since legalization, even as total DUI numbers have dropped. So DUI numbers have dropped. So that's a very big plus. So less people drinking alcohol and driving under the influence. But the majority of the people under the influence, I don't want to say the majority, but a bigger portion, are people smoking marijuana. They say edible marijuana products are rarely talked about during the Colorado campaign, but they quickly become a headache for lawmakers and hospitals alike. So, edible marijuana I see growing more and more because with that, you can hide your marijuana use. We talked about how e-cigs are a very comfortable place for people to hide their marijuana. And the reason why is they can, just put it in their e-cig, make it look like they're smoking an e-cig. Yeah, I'm doing an herbal e-cig flavor. I don't really know much. I know you get to kind of flavor the e-cig flavor coming in. I don't know how much it smells going out. So I'm sure somebody could say, oh, yeah, this is kind of an herbal blend. I really love herbs. Yeah, right. They say here, Colorado's tourism industry continues to boom. Some are linking legal weed to an increase in the homeless population in Denver, which has drawn concerns from downtown convention groups. So, less people wanting to go to work, more people losing their job, which is, again, something I'd like to see some numbers on. And if people are losing their jobs and then becoming homeless, that's going to be a problem, obviously. And some of the residents of one Colorado community have had enough and have forced a vote on whether to shut down recreational pot stores in their city. So according to Senator Pat Steadman, who voted for it, said neither side has been exactly right about legalization's consequences. But by and large, all the horrible things that opponents were afraid of have not come to pass and the sky did not fall. Still, Colorado's experience provides plenty of lessons, some cautionary, some encouraging, for voters in Nevada and four other states considering legalizing weed in the November 8th election, which is what we're going to be dealing with. So, black market thriving. They say after 2.5 years of legal sales, Colorado law enforcement officials said the black market is thriving. They say marijuana is something people can grow in their home. Little tiny amounts of that can be worth hundreds and thousands of dollars. And legalization has not really changed any of that. And there we go, the high price of legal marijuana. They say with all the sales, excise, and other special taxes mixed in, recreational marijuana bought in Colorado typically carries a 30% tax. So the purchase of a $150 ounce of marijuana at the retail shop will cost you $200. Yet, you could probably pay $100 on the street. So, Colorado medical marijuana allows cardholders to grow plants for their use. A cardholder can act as a caretaker for other patients, and they could grow up to 99 plants per patient. As a result, the amount of marijuana seized in illegal grow cases has skyrocketed. Apparently, Denver police have seized 524 pounds of marijuana. The first year it was decriminalized, and then the next year when the retail shops opened, they seized 9,500 pounds. Last year they did see a drop. Police still seized 4,700 pounds of marijuana. So again, once you get people open and visualizing and trying something and teasing them with it, you start to charge like buku bucks for it, then you end up obviously spurring more and more of a black market. So the retail marijuana tax breakdown. Apparently, minimum sales tax is about 3.65% in Denver, plus you add a 10% marijuana tax, plus you add a 15% excise tax. So your marijuana, obviously, $100 worth of legal marijuana could very easily in Denver cost an extra $30-$40. So, what about policing pot? How easy is that? Well, now, if cops have to spend more time trying to find the illegal growers, etc., that's really not allowing the cops to have more time to deal with the more violent crimes. Marijuana possession arrests did plummet after Colorado did legalize. So that's a good sign. And then driving while stoned. You know, they say total DUIs have declined, but marijuana-related DUIs now make up a slightly larger share. Colorado State Police issued 18% fewer citations for DUIs in 2015 and 2014. Okay, we're going to be coming back in a little bit, and we want to talk about that. You know, when it comes to, you know, us having issues with people driving, taking a Benadryl or a Claritin, and there's already laws in certain states banning you from taking over-the-counter medications, how do we get a grip on marijuana? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-6823. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-6823. Again, that's 1-800-962-6823.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you have a medical question, you could call in. Again, 1-877-DOC-DALIA or 1-877-362-3254. Or you could send us an email at drdahlia.com. If for some reason you're not listening to our show live in the morning and you listen to it delayed, not a problem, you could send us your email at drdahlia.com. So one of you asked about the laws in Colorado. And what is the minimum marijuana amount in your blood that would prevent you from driving and therefore getting a DUI driving under the influence? So, you know, I looked up the Colorado Department of Transportation site, and some very, very interesting questions and answers. And to answer your one question, they say, is there a legal limit for marijuana impairment while operating a vehicle? Colorado law specifies, according to this site, that drivers with 5 nanograms of active tetrahydrocannabinol in their whole blood can be prosecuted for driving under the influence of DUI. However, no matter the level of THC, the law enforcement officers base arrests on observed impairment. We're going to talk about that. Another question here does on the Department of Transportation. How does marijuana affect my ability to drive? They say you cannot judge your own level of impairment. Any amount of marijuana consumption puts you at risk of driving impaired. Another thing, too, that we need to also realize is the when it comes to marijuana is the additive effect. So if you smoke, marijuana can be in your system for a month easily. So if you, you know, smoked yesterday and the day before, and then you smoke this morning, it cumulatively accumulates. See? That's where accumulative, see? Cumulus clouds. Cumulative. So anything cum? See, yeah, that cume means it's like on top of each other a lot. Okay, what if I use marijuana medicinally, according to the Department of Transportation? If a substance has impaired your ability to operate a motor vehicle, it is illegal for you to be driving, even if you were prescribed it or it was legally acquired. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is where, you know, I'd like to really see what has been happening in Colorado and how they've been dealing with this, because the problem here is, you know, people will just show the card, show the, look, guys, this one lawsuit, and I'd like to find out what's been happening with this, where somebody had come to the come to work under the influence, they got fired, I don't remember what kind of a job it was, and the employer is getting sued because her rights under the Americans with Disabilities Act was at stake. It was compromised. And so how do you protect somebody under the Americans with Disabilities Act but not allow them, I mean, not have them at risk to customers and coworkers? How, you know, these are the things that have to be ironed out. They say, are there additional penalties for marijuana impaired driving if there are children in the vehicle? Yes, additional charges for impaired drivers include child abuse if children are present in the vehicle. Is it legal to have marijuana or marijuana paraphernalia in the passenger cabin of the vehicle? They say Colorado's open container law makes it illegal to have marijuana in the passenger area of the vehicle if it is in an open container, a container with a broken seal, or if there is evidence that marijuana has been consumed. It is also illegal to consume marijuana on any public roadway. So you can't be smoking your doob while you're driving on the highway. Well, that's good. It's just, how are they going to stop that? Or how have they stopped that? They say, how can law enforcement determine if I am impaired by the use of marijuana? They say Colorado law enforcement officers are trained in the detection of impairment caused by drugs. Many have received advanced training in advanced roadside impaired driving enforcement, A-RIDE. Across the state, the Colorado law enforcement agencies have specially trained drug recognition experts on staff that could detect impairment from a variety of substances. So, as you see, there's going to be a lot of subjectivity. What if I refuse to take a blood test in this question from the Department of Transportation? Colorado revokes driving privileges for any individual who fails to cooperate with the chemical testing process requested by an officer during the investigation of an alcohol or drug-related DUI arrest. Any driver who refuses to take a blood test will immediately be considered a high-risk driver. Consequences include mandatory ignition interlock for 2 years and level 2 alcohol education and therapy classes specified by law. These penalties are administrative and are applied regardless of a criminal conviction. One of you had written me and said, I don't think we have to worry about people driving on the street because people stoned, they won't even leave the house. Not entirely. If they need to spend more money because it's costing a couple hundred bucks an ounce for their marijuana, trust me, they'll make it to work. You could refuse to take a blood test. So what are your rights? Okay? You know, if you refuse to take a blood test, they won't let you drive, which I agree with. Okay, or, you know, and a blood test, you know, the problem with the hair test is the drugs can be in your system, or drugs can be in your hair for months, because you know how long your hair lasts. So the hair test is great to see if anybody has ever used, but to look for impairment, not that good. A urine test could help, but it may not be able to tell us as many nanograms, and it may not have as much accuracy, especially if you start drinking a lot of water. A lot of people drink a lot of water and start to dilute their urine. So, yeah. Okay, how do marijuana impaired violations differ between the Colorado Division of Motor Vehicles and courts? Like any other substances, marijuana impaired infractions result in administrative and criminal sanctions. And then are there stricter penalties for those individuals who are arrested driving under the influence of marijuana and alcohol? They say the penalties are the same regardless of substance or combination of substances. However, when combining substances, there is a greater degree of impairment. This significantly increases chances of crashes, penalties, and charges. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you're probably going to get caught, and you could probably kill somebody if you're drinking while smoking at the same time. So, when you go back to what has happened in Colorado, they say so far in Colorado, the picture is mixed. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about legalizing marijuana and how Colorado is cautioning some of the other states by what they've experienced. And also, they want the tourism, too. You know, we'll talk about that. So they say, so far, the total DUIs have declined, the driving under the influence, but marijuana-related DUIs have made up a larger share. Colorado State Police issued 18% fewer citations for DUIs in 2015. Alcohol-related DUIs make up the vast majority both years, but the share of pot-related DUIs jumped 14.6% in 2015. And this year, marijuana DUIs are trending at a much higher rate. Now 25% of all DUI citations in 2016, according to State Police Sergeant Rob Madden. But Madden said he doesn't think people are driving stoned more often. Instead, he says the state police officers are better trained to spot marijuana impairment in drivers. So Madden said troopers have learned more advanced detection techniques, looking at breathing patterns, skin conditions, etc. Now, the pot tourism impact, okay? Nevada's tourism is huge. They say, could legal pot turn away a significant number of the more than 42 million visitors who come to Vegas? So, you know, with Denver, you know, apparently there were a lot of complaints from convention planners about the conditions in the downtown area. Most of the complaints referred to the visible homeless population, public marijuana use, and overall conditions at the 16th Street Mall. In emails to Visit Denver, planners said that the area was dirty, smelly, depressing, and that they were taking their conventions elsewhere. So if you live in a state, we were just talking about Orlando, and you know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and our tourism industry is huge. It is probably one of the biggest that I've ever seen. And so, you know, you don't smell pot. You don't see people high. Yeah, you see people drunk, you know, but you just don't. And again, marijuana stinks. And so, you know, and do marijuana users actually spend money? I mean, are you really going to get the tourism dollars? Maybe they'll want to eat more because they have the munchies. But are they going to, you know, are they going to gamble? They may be too paranoid to want to gamble. You know, weed, it affects people differently. It makes you very panicky, makes you very paranoid. So, you know, personally, I am not looking forward to marijuana being legalized until we really get our acts together. And then for marijuana overdose.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.